From John chapter 3. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word. Today is the last day of the first week of the school year, and by now I would guess that you've probably met all of your teachers. Nicodemus was a teacher. Did you know that? I'm not sure just what kind of a teacher he was, except that he was one who was still learning, even if it meant going to night school or private study. What do you look for in a teacher? Certainly one who knows something about his subject. When parents were teaching you how to get along with siblings, they were not plucking the ideas from the air to pass on to you. When your relatives were teaching you the benefits of the family into which the Lord has placed you, they were sharing something that they had first come to know themselves. And all the other teachers that you've had over the years, in grade school or Sunday school, whether they were classmates or schoolmates or friends or books or even media, it is vital that they knew something about what they were teaching you, or you may have some painful relearning ahead of you. Nicodemus was a teacher of Israel and belonged to the Pharisees, who took seriously their relationship with God. But he did not know about the working of the Holy Spirit. He thought that his exemplary lifestyle and his avoidance of all sinners was his ticket to eternal life. What do you look for in a teacher? Hopefully one who knows also something about you. Sometimes a teacher may know all about his subject, and it may have come so easily to him that he does not know what it's like to have trouble grasping a concept, has no understanding of what a student might need to bring him to the same level. Some might have described Nicodemus that way. As a Pharisee, he was one to stick to his kind of observing the law, with every little nuance that he could come up with, and proudly turn his back on anyone not understanding or stumbling on the way. Sometimes a teacher might come from a background similar to your own, and not only know your needs, but also speak in a way that is familiar to you. And sometimes a teacher might come from a very different background, and it can be an eye-opener to study under someone with a different point of view. But Nicodemus' viewpoint was like that of most everyone else in the world, and would match the sinful view with which we were born, not knowing that his entrance to heaven came through the work of Jesus and the working of the Holy Spirit. Nicodemus would have the only other view, that everything depended on his life, on his doing. And if it should turn out well, then he must have done something good. While we would not want someone like Nicodemus to teach us, for he would teach us to lean on our own understanding, the Lord Jesus still drew him to himself, received him that night, and patiently instructed him. Jesus knew all about this student, brushed aside his flattery, and told him what he needed to hear, that with all his ceremonial and sanctimonious righteousness, he was not good enough for the kingdom of God. He needed to be born of water and the Spirit. He needed to be persuaded by the Holy Spirit to trust in the doing and dying of the Son of Man who came down from heaven for him. Here is the teacher that we all need, isn't it? He knows every subject that we will ever study, for he was there at the foundation of the world. And through him all things were made, John 1. He knows all mankind. And he needs no one to tell him about people, for he knows what is in them, John 2. He knows that we were born with an earthly viewpoint, but he came down from heaven, John 3, and opens our eyes to the riches of God's gracious forgiveness. He truly knows our needs and well provides for us. Like the bronze serpent in the wilderness, this teacher was willing to be hung upon a cross so that all of us who were born with a serpent's poison in our veins might look to him and live. And while every one of your teachers here at Emmanuel wants you to learn about God's creation and the many ways that he might bless you materially using the things that you study to put a roof over your heads and food on the table, the chief goal of all of your instructors is that you might say with them, "We have one wonderful teacher, the Son of Man, from heaven, Jesus Christ." Amen. Hymn 757.